Darcy Continuum is an interactive show where high vibe souls come together to read energetic patterns through the Evolution Journey deck. Are you ready to expand into the cosmos and connect with your star family? Sit back, relax, and connect into the frequency of your highest potential with host Kathy Reed.
Hi, everyone. This is Starseed Continuum, and we are doing our monthly reading for June 2023. We're just filling into the frequencies of what's on the planet, and what we're feeling is really filling into that place of honoring all sentient life everywhere. It's just becoming acutely aware of everything around us, especially as we're moving into the change of seasons. And so, Serena, what are you feeling with that?
Well, I know for sure that at this time of year, I just start to see more life forms, and they also seem, some of them get in the house. I'm trapping them in my little fruit jar and putting them outside, and if the cats don't get them first. But, you know, just to be aware that there is a being in every form, as no matter what the size, and that there is a very profound, it's not like something that we can create ourselves. I mean, it's a spiritual thing, each kind of being, and they have a purpose. And some of them we like better than others, but they're all here to do whatever they're here to do. I mean, they have a purpose, and I try to be honoring of them, just to know, and, you know, not to let them take over my space, but to just to know that they have some kind of mission that they're on, and that they support some other things. I mean, we don't always know that a particular spider or a particular bug, for instance, is part of the ecosystem. And if we took that away, it would disrupt the way the planet works.
And Serena, I was watching a podcast, probably a show, a podcast or whatever. And you know what they were saying? That it might be a little tiny insect that saves our planet.
Yes, I know.
And when I heard that, it was like, it just really made me, oh, and that's the feeling I'm feeling right now. It's just that all life has value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've made decisions very much like we do with the things that grow in the ground. Like we decided a long time ago that dandelions were weeds and that we need to get rid of them. And yet they are so important. We have a saying here in the area that I live in where it's called no mow May. Because the bees are so dependent on dandelions to get them started for the year. And we all know that the bee population has been at risk for some years. And so I waited until a few days ago to mow the lawn. And I could, if dandelions were a food product that people wanted, I could sell mine because I have so many. But, you know, just to be aware of that, you know, not cleaning up the flower beds so early, because all kinds of life that is important to our food production and things growing is overwintering under some of those weeds or the dead stuff that from the fall. And just to be aware, I mean, every critter is dependent on another critter for livelihood, et cetera.
I know, and I was listening to something, and I heard that the organic farmers will use, instead of pesticides, they'll use ladybugs.
Yes.
Or, you know, something like that to work with the aphids on the grapes. And mm-hmm. I heard that and went, wow, mm-hmm. that they all work together.
Yes.
To create our world.
Yes. And a lot of the bug life feeds the birds.
Yes.
For example, I live on a very small piece of a creek, which is a little baby lake, but it's part of a creek that comes out of the Spokane River. And when I moved here 7 years ago, everybody that I knew was saying, oh, you must have terrible mosquito problems. And I said, well, you know, I don't think I've ever lived any place where I had fewer mosquito problems because I have so many birds. And so what? You know, I hardly ever have a mosquito bite here. And it's just, that's the way it works, though, with our planet. You know, things are here for a reason. And each little being and bigger being has something to do with the ecosystem. And so I just think
Your awareness, Serena. Look at the awareness and what you brought in. And this is the consciousness that we're moving into. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we wanted to talk about today, is that really bringing that up into frequency, out of the programming where we've done things the way we've all always done things, and it's seeing it from a new perspective.
Yeah. It just helps to open your eyes. I do have the opportunity to watch a lot of the interplay between beings where I live now. Things I didn't, you know, I've learned a lot from this location because I see the dragonflies mating. I watch the eagles mate in the air. I watch the ducks mate, you know, all of these things that I never really had access to, but to really see how they take care of each other, how they get along with each other. Many of them really are so supportive of another kind, and they coexist well. And that's been fun to watch too. I mean, I think we could take some lessons as humans from some of these other forms of life, because they seem to be more supportive of each other. It's interesting.
And and it's time, mm-hmm, as for us as humans to raise our consciousness to a new level. That's what we're being invited into, and it is really a celebration. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do a reading for June, and what we're going to do is we're going to incorporate the DMT deck that we've been working with, the Evolution Journey cards and the I Am Journey cards. We're going to use all three, and it's just going to be a really fun journey for this podcast for June. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to stop the video and put my camera on the card so that you can watch how we're got it. Okay.
Okay. Our first DMT card is a 4.
Just Serena, just hold that up for a minute and allow the frequency of that card to be absorbed.
Yeah, that's what I'm. And I'm going to go ahead and put this on the Aquili.
Okay. And now I'll pick the second one. And my card that I'm choosing, you're going to laugh.
At 33. I love it.
I'm going to take the 4 and put that one. You're next.
Yes. Oh, I love this card. This is a smile card. It's a number 2. making sure people see that. Okay, it's down.
Okay. I've got the 2. I've got the, as you can see, I've been putting the cards right on top of each other so that they can code from the bottom up. The next card, which is the last card we're going to choose, the 7.
Okay.
Just feel into that 7. And now I'm going to put that on the Aquili. Now we're ready to pick up our journey card deck, and we're just going to start mixing them up, Serena.
Yeah.
And the first three cards we're going to choose are the unhooking cards. And so we're going to pick the first one here in the loo. We're going to move over here to the ska and the 33. And then we're going to just actually unhook that code from the ascended DNA. And you start, and we will just keep going until we have the three, and then we'll unhook and bring in the other three.
Okay, our first card is a 29.
I'm actually going to pull the cards out of my extra deck, and I'm going to put it so that we can see the whole picture. So I put the 29 down, and that one is, we're going to put all three cards down, and then we're going to kind of read them in a sequence of what we're unhooking from. Okay, I am going to choose the ska, which is a 30.
And the next card is a 31.
Okay. Okay. So now let's kind of talk about what we're unhooking from based on our little discussion four. And that's like spilling the frequency of all living life. And so we are actually with this 29, it is a two, it's a negative two. And so it breaks down to, and it adds up to 11, which is a negative two. And so that's what I'm seeing that we're unhooking from is a negative two. We move over here and it's a negative three. And then over to here, which is a negative four. And we can kind of just talk about the frequency. I'll allow you to talk about the negative two. What are you seeing with that negative two?
I think this is a perfect card for what we are talking about today. Feeling a disconnect from other beings, so to speak, because that was what we started with, and not seeing the value in other beings. And that can even be people, but who are you avoiding, or what form are you avoiding because you're not comfortable, or you might even have fear about them, or just, you know, that whole thing of I need to protect myself and stay away from this sort of person or this sort of being. That kind of energy is what that negative two brings up.
Perfect, Serena. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the negative three. And what I'm feeling with that negative three is not knowing the value of all living things and feeling confused. So that is the negative three. And so how perfect that we have the negative two. I mean, look at this. We've got the negative two. We've got the negative three moving right into the negative four.
Isn't that just incredible?
I mean,
I noticed that too.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah, and when we get to the four, we talk about that can mean something like being thrown off a bit because you maybe are disconnected. And in this, with the theme we have, I'm going to say maybe disconnected from your heart about other life forms. That if you really, really knew the value of each one that you come across, your heart might open differently. but that your heart might be a little shut down with certain ones. And everybody's going to be different on what that might mean for them. But just the idea that there's let me stay away from you energy going on with some beings, people or other beings. I'm going to put people in there too, because we all do that with some forms. How many times?
And an example of that would be driving and you're at a stoplight and you see a homeless person. Are you sending love to that homeless person, or are you turning the head and not even acknowledging that they even exist?
Yes. Yes. I was hiking yesterday with my son, and we went through along the creek where there were some homeless camps, and we said hello to several people that were camping. You know, and I'm sure others walk by and don't acknowledge them. But since I wasn't in the car, I made sure I smiled and said hello at every opportunity.
And then when you go interspecies, it's about seeing the value. And that's the truth, the value of every living being. And that could even be plants and trees and everything, because what we're doing is turning on the magic, because that's what I'm feeling, the magic in all living things. So, Serena, let's just go into the ascended DNA, the ascended ion in the recorder cell, and we're going to totally clear this epigenetic program and turn it into the positive. So everybody put their hands on your heart or in your lap or wherever you feel comfortable, because you're just going to get centered in your heart. And we're going to feel us move inside, moving up the recorder cell with the nucleus. And we're going to see, we're going to actually visualize the double helix of the DNA. And we're going to see these three codes, which is a -2, a -3, and a -4. We're going to watch these just totally go into random. These are just moving into a random space. It's almost like what you would watch with a kids show where the kids are learning numbers and how the number will pop in and then the number just goes out. That's what I'm seeing, is that each one of those numbers are moving into that random space, and we're moving this into the positive 11. We're turning on this new code. Positive 11, positive 3, and a positive 4. Mm-hmm. And so we start right off with that 11. And that 11 is the bridge into bringing you into the frequency and out of the programming. And I just want you to reflect on this for a minute, Serena. What are you seeing with turning these things into a positive, these numbers into a positive frequency?
Well, that 11 is a profound number, because it means it's out of the matrix, and we're just seeing with new eyes everything. Like we have putting on magic glasses and seeing the universe with new eyes and seeing the perfection and the symbiotic relationships between things and how every life form supports another, and often multiples. It's really quite profound, and I invite everyone to feel that shift.
It's like we brought what we were feeling into neutrality, and we moved up in frequency to where we're seeing it from new eyes. And you're exactly right, Serena. This positive 11, positive 3, and positive 4. We're creating a whole new foundation, because that 30 is the highest level of expression and creativity.
Yes.
And that 11, like you said, it is a master number. It moves us right out of the matrix. And then the 4 is we're seeing it and building a brand new foundation. And so we felt into these. Now we're going to just stop and we're going to pick. This is where we get to have fun. We're going to, the next 3 cards that we're going to choose are turning on the intelligence of our creator, turning source intelligence on. And so the first, I'm just going to show you where we're going to go. We're going to pick this card first, which is the Scalar 33. Then we're moving over to the Ska and down to the Lu. So that's the 3 cards. So I'll pick the first card. And the card that we're choosing is the 12.
Okay, and the next card has popped out for me. And this is a perfect card. I mean, they're both perfect cards so far. The 5.
And then the last card we're going to choose of these journey cards is the 2. It's the 20, but it's the so let's just kind of talk about these cards. This is turning on source intelligence. And so that 12, it breaks down to a positive 3, but it's actually at the embodiment level. We are embodying this frequency of expression and creativity at a whole new level. That's what I'm seeing with that. And then we're moving it over to, I'm falling down on the job, Serena. What was it? What was
the 5? The 5.
I got to put that there in its little place. And that 5 is awakening a whole new level of change. It's exciting. I'm feeling magic in that 5 mm-hmm. because it's bringing in the sovereignty of all beings.
Yeah.
And then the last card is the 2. This is exactly what we're talking about. That 2 is divine collaboration in the mastery level. And so that's what I'm seeing with these cards being turned on. Serena, I'll turn it over to you and allow you to express what you're seeing in them.
Yeah, and I'm going to invite everyone to keep on their magic glasses because we're going to shift how you've seen the environment that you're in. And first of all, the 12 energy is that, you know, you listen for divine guidance and you follow it. And then you go over to the 5 energy, which is about sovereignty and change. And we're inviting in a shift in your being for seeing your world differently and acknowledging all the levels of aliveness and life that you maybe have just kind of gone unconscious about or ignored or whatever. And now to just see the value that's available. And then the 2 is the perfect ending card because it's about a new relationship with everything that we're talking about. So this just all came together so beautifully.
And can you see how the 4 cards we pick with the DMT are supporting? Because what the journey cards are providing for us is information. We're not going into the chemicals of what they mean. We're just feeling into the frequency and how beautiful the journey is and what we unhooked from and what we're bringing in. Now we've got one more card, Serena, and that's your I Am Journey card. What is your card going to be?
My card is number 35, I Am Love. Isn't that perfect for what we've been talking about? It says, as you step into the vibration of self-love, observe yourself as the unique divine expression you are. And what that is about, you know, you seeing your value and then realizing that everything outside of you has value too. Every form of life that you've been gifted with on this planet is a gift to you. And for you to have your magic glasses on and see those other forms that are right there for you to acknowledge.
I'm still.
Are you looking for your card, Kathy?
Yes.
It's orange.
It's probably going to be the last card that I touch.
Well, look for an orange card.
Okay.
With a heart in the middle.
I know I've seen it. Okay, the orange one is I am creation, but I'm looking for I am love. I think there it is.
It'll be there, I promise.
Oh, there's another. I got it. There it is, right there. And so we're going to just drop into our space and really set in this beautiful frequency that's been created with these cards. There is a code that's going to just show itself. And so I'm just going to go into that place where we pulled out the epigenetic code, the negative numbers, and we're going to bring in positive 11, positive 3, positive 4, positive 3, positive 5, positive 2, and positive 8. Feel that frequency of these cards together, because each one of them is coding us with this beautiful frequency. And I surely can feel it, Serena. Do you feel it?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to keep my magic glasses on.
Oh, mine are on.
I'm going to wear them all day.
Yes, I think so. I think it's an invitation.
Yeah.
Because that's what our source intelligence divine is showing us today. And
let me say something, Kathy. I just read on Facebook this morning about being the light, and it was a Lady Gaga quote, and it said something about if other people think your light is too bright, don't dim it. Tell them to put on sunglasses.
I love it. And so what I'm going to do now is stop the recording. Okay. I feel that this has been a very powerful coding for the month of June. It is really at a high level. Serena, what are you feeling about this? I just feel that everything was so perfect.
Everything went so well with what we started with as a theme. And, you know, even though I pride myself as being really aware of critters and everything, I think I have a heightened experience now to go into. I mean, I'm going to be more conscious because we can always improve on how we see.
I think it's a deliberate creation is what I'm feeling, that this is moving into consciousness where we consciously choose the frequency instead of the just being unconscious.
Yes. And so
that's what I'm feeling. It's just, the whole thing has just been very beautiful. So thank you for joining us on this journey. And if you're watching this, you're ready for this movement from unconsciousness to consciousness. So with that, we will see you in July for our next reading. So we will see you all.
Bye-bye. Much love.
Thank you for listening to Star Seed Continuum, where we connect you to your highest evolutionary pattern. To learn more ways to play with the Star Family or to be a part of this live interactive show, visit activateevolution.com. Now go and live your highest potential.